Lecture topic, consistency on zikr.
The very great ibadat of Hajj has just passed us. And one of the aspects that Allah Ta'ala highlights in the Quran Sharif to the Hujjaj, فَإِذَا قَضِيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. That the Hujjaj are being commanded that when you have completed your rites of Hajj, so now such a great ibadat and all the great amal of Hajj have been completed. So now that this has been completed, so what next? So now the days that the most important aspects of Hajj have been completed, by the time it's Arafah and Muzdalifah, so now there's still some time to spend in Mina. Allah says that spend this time in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And very excessive remembrance. كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. In the times of Jahiliyyah, they would sit in Mina and spend the time in reciting poetry about their forefathers, and all the time would go in that. Allah says, more than that, now you remember Allah Ta'ala. So now the highlight of the whole aspect is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this is often taken very lightly. A secondary matter, something we do, it's fine. We don't do, it's okay, fine. Whereas that is not the case. This is the ruh and the soul within us. This is the nourishment for our ruh. So if a person has neglected his zikr, then he's starved his soul. Now this is the important factor to always keep alive. So when the holidays come and go, sometimes in the process, many other things also go away. Among them sometimes is the zikr, that in the cause of the holiday, when the zikr went away. That should never be the case. But Allah forbid, if that has decreased or been neglected to any point, now is the time to very earnestly restart it and to rekindle that flame of zikr in the heart, to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, to bring alive zikr again. The zikr should never ever stop. In fact, in times of when the environment of the madrasa is no more there with us because we are now out, then we should be increasing the zikr, should be increasing the amal, because this is the ruh, the nourishment for the ruh. So this requires that we be very consistent and constant. The consistency is what is the key. MashaAllah, the person someday made a lot of zikr, then 10 days nothing. That benefit that is with consistency will not come in that way. Consistency has its very special benefit, and that should continue. So even in madrasa days, despite whatever other work might be there, how much of extra work a person might have on some day, but like he does not neglect eating, despite the fact that he's very busy, he has extra work, whatever, but he doesn't skip his meals. So like he doesn't skip his meals, this is the spiritual meal. This we cannot afford to skip either. So this too must remain constant at all times. Allah Ta'ala give us that.